We're joined by Robert Blendon, who is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and a specialist in public opinion, to talk about the public view of changes in Social Security. Bob Blendon, this latest commission to revamp Social Security has a mandate from the president to create a system that makes room for investing some Social Security funds. This was an idea that a great many people liked when they first heard it during the Bush campaign. Do you think they still do like it?
There has been a fall off in public support for the proposal as the stock market went down. But on the president's side, this has been the only new idea in a decade for addressing Social Security that most Americans had any interest in. This has really captured a wide range of interest. The group that it hasn't captured, even when the president was talking about it, is older Americans. If you're close to the Depression, you just remember the stock that Dad had that wasn't very useful. So even in the sort of heyday of this proposal, older Americans have been most concerned about using Social Security for this.
Now, that's been true for a long time, though, that older Americans are the people who are most sensitive to any possibility of change in Social Security. And according to the polls I've read, young people simply have not paid much attention to what happens to Social Security until this proposal.
This is the one new idea that captures particularly people in their 40s or younger, captures their attention as a way out of the problem that when they retire, Social Security may not give them the kind of benefits they'd hoped for.
Bob Blendon, do you think it's conceivable that Congress would write legislation that would actually lower benefits in years when the market didn't work well for that portion of Social Security beneficiaries who had invested in the market? Do you think that they could conceivably write a Social Security bill that would go up and down in that way?
I think no congressman could face constituencies in the middle of a downturn in the economy and tell them about how their retirement would be substantially lower. I think that sort of makes sense when you're in good times, but it wouldn't make sense in real life in a downturn.
So what is your judgment about this newest commission? We've seen lots of these commissions over the years, lots of hard work, lots of ways to correct the system. But what we haven't seen is change.
I think of all the proposals, this is it. What people have to remember is that the earlier proposals that people would talk about were all very unpopular. I'm going to raise the retirement age to 70. I'm going to cut your benefits or cost of living adjustment. I'm going to raise your payroll tax. And it turns out they just were not a starter with most Americans. They just were very concerned about those kind of proposals. Here we have something that is new, the possibility that we could grow our way out of our problem. And I think the debate will be around, will we grow? And if the economy and the stock market is soft, I think more Americans will be worried about your first question, which is, if the year I retire, if the market isn't doing well, is there some floor for me? But I think this has the best chance of being enacted of sort of any of the recent proposals because of the positive nature. It's the idea that we can fix this problem by growing things in the economy rather than cutting back benefits for retirees.
Bob Blendon, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Blendon is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He joined us from WBUR in Boston.